yourself.
Weekend getting ready for Iron Man 3. You know how I feel about sequels, never mind when there's three of a certain movie. However, Iron Man might be the exception. If you went to a movie over the weekend, remember you can always send us a cheap movie review. If we like it, we'll publish it on the website americatonight.net and send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So, maybe you didn't go catch a movie over the weekend. Instead, you were glued to the tube with all the news that was being pumped around over Syria and chemical weapons, or more about the mother of the two bombers in Boston at the marathon. Was she radicalizing the kids? Did she hate America? All kinds of stories. I mean, that's the story that just keeps on giving, sadly. Sadly, it is. And it's interesting. Still, nobody has been able to put their finger on what happened to both of those boys. When they came to America, originally they were raised like American kids. How did they turn so anti-American? What made them push back on the American dream? So here we are on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As we are wont to do when we start the week off, we will, like a cruise ship that has no port, we will sail from place to place. And right at the top, I want to talk about Syria, because I want to know, and I don't think I will ever get a direct answer on this. I've tried, even through Pentagon sources, and of course, they don't know the exact numbers. I really believe they don't. But what do we know about Syria and the so-called chemical weapons? There's a plant. It's out in the rolling hills of Syria near Aleppo. But what is inside that plant? Is it all smoke and mirrors? It's a little bit of chemical weapons, or is it a whole lot of chemical weapons? What now some intelligence is saying is, you, along with weapons, with the kind of weapons they have to dump on people, we're talking about, you know, warheads attached to missiles, obviously, the warheads of the missiles. We're talking about maybe 200 or so that are outfitted with gas, with like sarin gas. So in my head, I'm thinking, it's funny I mentioned Iron Man, of what sadistically sick thing could happen with these chemical weapons. So maybe it's not a whole lot of hot air when the Republicans go bongo on the Sunday talk shows and start to warn about this red line. Hey, Prez, you said, you know, cross a red line and we'll do something. Chemical weapons are serious. Turning them on people is obviously serious. And that's what's happened, apparently, in the country of Syria. Bashar al-Assad using them on his own people twice in March in his two-year war. 70,000 people, give or take, have been killed, and hundreds of thousands of people who were able to dodge the chemical weapons and other things that have been turned on the people are displaced, are looking for homes, because they have no home. So there's kind of two parts to this. People are talking about in America, geez, are we going to get involved in this? How many troops will we have to send in? 70,000, 75,000? Can we afford to just sit there and not go in? Shouldn't we go in, maybe try to take over the plant, just knock down Assad? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see boots on the ground at all. But what other things could we greenlight? What could we use against Assad? No-fly zones, you know, with the atrocities he's committing, what is it that we would want to commit to? there certainly is already humanitarian aid. That's a given. And, of course, you have that with the UN. But sending troops into Syria, there are a lot of Democrats and Republicans who think we should send troops in. And there are just as many, it seems, in just a head count that I could see over the weekend of bipartisan cooperation against sending troops in to Syria. I mean, the absolute most ridiculous thing I think we could do is put our guys into yet another spot in the Middle East on the map while we're cleaning up, finishing up what's happening in Afghanistan and getting out of Afghanistan. Now we're going to talk about doing something in Syria? I don't think so. But it is scary to think of those chemical weapons and where those chemical weapons could end up. What if somebody overthrows Assad? Who are the people that overthrow him, and what do they do? How do you safeguard those weapons? And, of course, in the back of so many people's minds, weapons of mass destruction, what happened there and all that other sort of stuff, and is it good, are we going to have a plant that has a handful, or are we really going to see this 200-plus weapons ready to go with sarin gas or something equally as destructive? So I say, either way, it's a gamble. Assad gets booted, gets beheaded, gets dragged like a dog in the streets, as we saw with one dictator in the Middle East, Muammar Gaddafi, because he was a dictator. If that happens with Assad, who is it that comes in? Who is it that comes in equally as deadly as Assad? I mean, what's the change? What's the regime change? And that's why you can't send troops in there. And probably because that's what they would want. So Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had this to say about Syria.
The FBI investigated the older brother but never shared the information with a fusion cell in Boston so people in the Boston area could be on the lookout. When he goes back to Russia in January 2012, the system pings at DHS, but DHS doesn't share the information with the FBI or the CIA. It's a failure to share information and missing obvious warning signs. We're going back to the pre-9/11 stovepiping.
All right, there he was talking about actually the Boston explosions, because he was likening what happened with the chemical weapons, what could possibly happen in the United States, and saying that, hey, after that, he said the next bomb that goes off in America might not have nails and glass, talking about what happened in Boston, where you had 260 people who were injured and three people killed, but it could be chemical weapons because of what we're seeing with Assad and who might possibly get in there and how easy it would be to turn them and sell them and who knows whatever else. The deadliest attack was in March, and people were definitely hit with chemical weapons. According to any of the experts who investigated it, they only had a limited amount of time to jump in and look at the incident, but there's calls for expanded investigation, but how much do you think they're going to find now? Because, of course, Syria isn't going to allow those experts into the country now. They're not going to allow them to investigate what happened there, so give me a break. So we're going with what do we believe is happening in that country. Stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Our pals at WVMT in Burlington, Vermont, to the folks in Portland, Maine, and our friends down in Austin, Texas. So I mentioned a thing about Iron Man 3, and Iron Man 3 is top at the box office, right? So now the wide release, of course, is next Friday. But overseas, it was huge. He's like the superhero now, Robert Downey Jr. It got a big boost, a 195 point, because there's that point, 3 million opening in 42 overseas markets. You know, I have a theory about this. Because of all the nonsense, there is no so-called Cold War anymore. But because of what we're seeing with, sadly, what happened in Boston, but really more than that, besides that, all of the news coming out of the Middle East, for example, and missiles and weaponry and the good guy and the savior, you know, there is something to the whole comic book thing, but plop that on top of what's happening in the world, and boom, you got a mega hit. Plus, Robert Downey Jr. is excellent in that role. So this could be, you know, third time is the charm. It could blow all box office records. If they're already at that number just overseas, imagine what it will do when it opens in the U.S. That'll be part of our cheap movie review, by the way, on Friday morning. We do it each and every week, so you'll hear a little clip of it, and I'll talk a little bit more about the movie and some of the inside dope, actually, that I learned about Iron Man 3. But you're going to have to wait until Friday for that. Seems as though we're going to have to wait for some real answers on what I was just talking about, Syria. And the reason is because, as usual, we have some intel, but some of the intel is kind of spotty, is the amount of weapons, as I started saying at the top, which is scary. Are we talking about a massive amount of chemical weapons? I mean, hey, listen, any chemical weapons is not good. And it's not good when you hear the chemical weapons are being used to annihilate these people in Syria. Can you imagine a more hellish place? I can think of a few in the world, but I would put it on the list. So that many people turning weapons on that many of your people, I mean, think about that in a two-year period, and doing it also by other means, but now the evidence of the chemical weapons, there's something about that that just kicks it up to a completely different level for so many of us when you start to say that. And, of course, the fear that these are weapons that could get into the wrong hands if Assad is taken out anyway. So there's two big problems with this. Yes, Assad should be gone, but who's stepping into his spot? Who's stepping into his spot? You know, somebody sent me something, a link, a buddy of mine sent me a link to this, because we're all trying to wrap our arms around what we see happening with radicalization of Muslims. And nobody can hate that talk worse than somebody who is an American who happens to really believe in their Muslim faith, and they have absolutely nothing to do with what's happening on any kind of a terrorist front. And then they hear about Hamas and what's happening behind the scenes and some of the things that have been said, and certainly overseas, but in other places too, in the United States. And there's always that fear. And what I always wonder is why more people that are the peace-loving Muslims don't come out and say something. Don't come out and say, hey, listen, here's my mosque. I'm an American. I help the people in West Texas. I donate money here. I'm not this guy. I mean, why don't we see or hear more of that to push off some of the other things that are happening? And part of it is a numbers thing. How many people in the world, first of all, are Muslim? It's like 1.5 billion. How many of those people are, as I said, peace-loving Muslim sorts? And that number, if let's say you assume this, that 90%, as somebody sent me, of the world's Muslims are peace lovers, but the rest of them want us to die. So then you look at the numbers, 1.5 billion Muslims in the world. So how many people want us, the infidels, to die? What, I mean, does that blow your mind when you think of it that way? How many of those people, you know, are there out there? And that's also part of, so you deal with that, and then you deal with this thing with Assad and Syria. And there really is the boogeyman out there. It's not fear-mongering. There are certainly things that we have to be concerned with. I mean, and is it time to get tough on some fronts? I mean, is it time to, I don't think it's time to completely erode our personal liberties, by the way, because to me that's slippery slope, and that's part of the problem in trying to figure out how far is too far and what is what we want to see happen here. You know, they're talking about new wiretaps, and to me that's pretty scary. They're talking about wiretaps on where internet companies can seriously just tap in, wiretap in certain areas, and then it's a question of, do they forego warrants and, you know, depending on what it is somebody sees and you know, ultimately what they're looking at with some of these tech companies. Because remember, now you have people having conversations that way, Google Plus, et cetera. And I think that's pretty scary, the idea of just random taps, let's say, right? Who are we running surveillance on, like missing somebody right in our grasp, what the Russians point out? No surveillance, nothing. Passes with flying colors, are you kidding me? And I'm talking about Tamerlan Snarif. I'm talking about him being passing muster for some reason, that he's okay, even though the Russians tell us, look out for him, he's a radicalized Muslim. And yet now there's this idea that, well, if we have to wiretap more people to be safe, especially because of what just happened in the name of, what happened in Boston, I don't know that I'm willing to give up all those liberties. I don't really want Big Brother down my throat, and I don't think you want Big Brother down your throat either. But the more we keep getting jabbed here and there about, you know, what do we do in the name of public safety, it's, like I said, it's that slippery slope. I hate to use that word, but it's so true, isn't it? We're already sliding down that slope. And how much are you willing to let, let's say the Constitution get ripped up? How many amendments are we willing to throw back? I mean, some sort of action needs to be taken, right, in a couple of different areas. Because we can't say that we're going to have border security and not get a little bit tougher on the border. When we talk about immigration, for goodness sake, I mean, the one thing that everybody gives lip service to is border security. But in the end, we don't really get the things that we say we need at the border. We get some of it, but not enough of it. They're screaming in Arizona and New Mexico and so many other border states. And this is, in a roundabout way, what I'm getting to, my point. This is where you have a lot of people that would be sleeper cell terrorist type of radicalized Muslims who want to assimilate. Where would they come in if they don't have a student visa? What's their port of entry? How are they trying to reach the United States? And the answer is, some of them are coming up through the southern borders, without a doubt, and the northern borders too, as well. All right, some of you had some thoughts on that too. We're going to get to that next when we hit the mailbag.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Yep, another week, couple days really left in April, and we are into May. I always say this, but it's so true. If you want to vent, you know the best way to vent to me is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and let it fly. And you always do. This audience, when it comes to emails, it's overwhelming how many people choose to email the show over any other method between chatting and actually sending physical mail to us, which that could be interesting, or any other method. You can certainly vent by calling 855-266-5283. Whether or not you're worried about wiretaps and the fact that a government task force is preparing some legislation, a bill that would pressure companies like Facebook and Google. I was talking about, you know, the whole Google chat thing. Google to enable anybody with a badge to intercept online communications as soon as they happen. And that's what they're, you know, boom. So we don't have to wait. Let's get it right now. And this is part of the FBI worried that they can't tap internet communications of terrorists and other criminals, that this is a problem. And they're talking about this task force and part of this bill that could become a law, that it would penalize any companies, and there's your two big ones, that would not wire, you know, wouldn't heed the wiretap orders. So the court authorizes the government to intercept suspects' communications, and no more antagonizing or going back and forth with companies. They just say, you know, right now they back off if they won't do it. If somebody's resistant, they say, listen, we want to trace this. It's not like a CSI or NCIS or whatever those other shows are. They don't come in and strong-arm them, make a comment, and boom, get what they want. If only it were that easy, right? When you knew they were on the right track, because they're always on the right track in television. But in the real world, they're not always on the right track. So they won't do it. The companies won't do it. And the FBI says, well, this makes everything go dark, because we miss critical evidence, and if we could get to the critical evidence, then we would be able to stop a lot of people. The FBI's general counsel even said so in talking about technology and legal challenges, that, you know, we don't have the ability to go to court. We need a court order to intercept something. Other countries have that. So that's the problem. There's no way to wiretap some of the communications that happen, and the companies say they have no way to do the wiretap anyway. The government just says they don't want to enter it, but you get it. So I'm just kind of flushing this out a little bit more for you. To me, I would be worried if there was a blanket deal here and they could just tap into us. I don't think I like that at all. But under this proposal, what would happen is they'd have escalating fines. So tens of thousands of dollars would be slapped at Google or Facebook or wherever if they wouldn't comply with it. And the company that didn't comply within a certain period would then have a judicial inquiry, which would lead to those fines and all that other sort of stuff. I think there'll be some resistance to this because privacy, and security. I mean, it's like somebody said to me, that's cyber insecurity, right? An anti-employment act, that's what it would be called. And so why do we want to see this happen? And the Obama administration hasn't even signed off on this yet, but I think that they will, because I think the FBI is pushing hard to see this happen. Anyway, some of you caught wind of this, two of you did, and you emailed me something about it. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This is from Ken in Iowa. Hey, America, tonight, I listened to the show. I've never actually called. I don't have the courage, but I promise you I will in the near future. So I'm writing this note. I happened to see something about wiretaps and now a new proposal to possibly let the government step in, specifically maybe the FBI. I think some of this is the blowback over the two kids in Boston, the two guys in Boston, and just be able to get the internet communications on certain people that they deem as suspects. I think that this would be a dangerous precedent. Can you imagine? Talk about the power of surveillance. When used wrong, it definitely erodes our personal liberties. What do you say? Well, that's the problem. How far do you go? You know, how far do you want to move the needle? And if you give an increase of surveillance, so then you have a guy like, because if we're going to use the Boston example, which is what people think, this is part of the reason why, because the FBI has all the heat on them now. Why didn't you stop them? Why didn't you stop Tamerlan? Why didn't you stop his pothead brother? Why weren't you able to know what was going on there, especially when you were warned so many times? So we're going to lose more liberty. In other words, more freedoms of being an American citizen. Why we like to live in the United States. You know what? You might like cheeseball comedies and I hate them. I might like war flicks and you hate them. I'm just giving you examples. I might like to eat spaghetti at 3 a.m. and get my laundry done. You might hate to do your laundry. No one's forcing you to do anything. We don't live in a country where they're pumping state-run radio. I couldn't do a show like this into your ears while you're sitting in your living room. You know, that actually happens in China and North Korea. So, not to go too far down the path of, oh no, we're going to have martial law. It's not about that. It's about a simple civil liberty that, to me, wouldn't have tied anything up in this case because they couldn't follow this case if they wanted to. They dropped all the threads on the floor. Whoever the FBI agent or agents or people that were that actually talked about the Tamerlan situation or investigated it, looked into him and said he was cleared, I don't get it. I don't. If another country, especially like Russia, is paying you for whatever their intelligence is, hey, radicalized, we're worried. Guess what? He was in Chechnya. Guess what's up there? Islamic extremists, and he's part of that gang, or we think he's part of that gang, or we have information. That's the big part there. All right, there was one other person that also emailed me that on that, too, and it's our pal Jake, who listens in Austin, and he says, Kate, what is going on with the Patriot Act and what they're trying to do on the Hill? In the name of some scary things that have recently happened, I cannot believe there is actually consideration being given to fining Google or Facebook for not complying with wiretaps, going in and just randomly deciding to wiretap people, even though they say they'd have to have a suspect. And because the internet communications of terrorists or other criminals, they believe the FBI is up, I think is outrageous. And if it becomes a free-for-all, that ruins the sanctity of the internet, don't you think? Well, then that becomes the question again. It's free. It's the free highway, isn't it? It's the Wild West. How much do we want to regulate the Wild West in the name of what could happen? And I'll say this again. This is really the pressure because of what happened in Boston. I think that's it. The FBI is under a giant microscope. They don't like it. They're twisting and they're turning, and they're looking for an excuse. And the excuse is, hey, the trail goes cold because we can't see their internet. Well, they had a Facebook. If you read some of the Facebook posts, get somebody to interpret them. Both brothers did, and especially if the older brother was under suspicion anyway. How did he get cleared so fast? We don't know that part of it, but apparently he made the FBI believe that there was nothing wrong with this guy whatsoever. He was just going back home, and that's it. There was nothing being radicalized whatsoever with him. All right, quickly, here's another one from Bill. And this is Bill, who's listening to us, I believe, somewhere in Texas. And he says, howdy, gal. That's what I'm thinking, Texas, but maybe not. He says, howdy, gal. I just want to say I really like the show. My wife is even listening to you now. As far as Syria is concerned, no way do we put boots on the ground. Are you kidding me? How much money can we possibly spend and blow on people in the Middle East who really don't give a crap about the United States? I hate to be so blunt, but I truly believe in my heart that's the way it is. Yes, I know there are some good people, so maybe I shouldn't label everybody under the same umbrella, as you say. However, with Syria, Assad killing all those people, chemical weapons, I get the fear over the weapons. There are other ways to get what we need, and I think we should use those other ways. Putting 70,000 or 75,000 or whatever the crazy number is as far as voluntary military into Syria would be absolutely a huge, huge mistake. All right, speaking of numbers, coming up next, we're going to look at the numbers. We can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Maybe not a surprise. America's blacks voted much higher, the higher rate than other minority groups in 2012. And wait till you hear the numbers. Had people voted last November at the same rates as they did in 2004, when the black turnout was below its current historic levels, Republican Mitt Romney would have won narrowly. This was an analysis that was done for the Associated Press. So they've released all the information. And the census data and the exiting polls show that whites and blacks remain the two largest racial groups of eligible voters for the next decade. Last year's heavy black turnout came despite a lot of concern about the new voter identification law. Some were saying that this was hitting minorities unfairly and it outweighed the desire to, you know, might have outweighed by some the desire to reelect the first black president. In fact, William Fry, this is who they use, the AP, demographer at the Brookings Institute, looked at the 2012 election data on eligible voters and turnout, and he says the total votes for Obama and Romney under a scenario where 2012 turnout rates for all racial groups matched those in 2004, right? Overall, 2012 voter turnout was roughly 58%, so down from 62%, by the way, in 2008, and 60% in 2004. They say that the population projections show that the shares of eligible voters by race, the group through 2013, so the numbers were also thrown in with the Pew Research Center and some others when it talked, when like George Mason University, because they're the so-called leaders of voter turnout material, and they looked at all the levels, and they found a tipping point for blacks who, for most of America's history, were not the heavy voters and were barred from voting until the Voting Rights Act in 1965. But certainly, of course, that's all changed around. But isn't that interesting that Romney would have erased Obama's 5 million vote win margin and narrowly won the popular vote if voters had turned out as they did in 2004? The white turnout was slightly higher and black voting was lower in 2004. So battleground states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Florida, Colorado would have gone in favor of Romney, handing him the presidency if the outcome of the other states remained the same. Wow. Isn't that interesting? The numbers are interesting. We knew they were somewhere skewed in there, but I think actually seeing how they analyzed it and came up with that, what a difference that would have made. See, the whole voter turnout thing was huge. A Tupelo, Mississippi man is accused of sending rice and tainted letters to President Obama. Sound familiar? It's not the Elvis guy, right? And he's going to appear in court on Monday. James Everett Dutschke is supposed to be in court in Oxford. It's not clear about the appearance and all that other stuff, except for the fact that he's been charged with possession and use of a biological agent as a weapon in connection with that investigation into the president and Senator Roger Wicker and Sadie Holland, who's a judge in Lee County, Mississippi. We do know that ricin is a deadly toxin, and there is no antidote. So no illnesses were reported. That's the good thing. Remember, I said that initially when all this happened, but it is so deadly. So in the end, you still have somebody from Mississippi accused of this, and they went into his house and they searched his martial arts studio, and I guess they found what they were looking for. Otherwise, they couldn't have come up with those charges. At the tail end of the week, that was the thought that he was involved in it. How about this? Boy, this is sad when you hear this and you worry about this so much, whether it's speeding or something else in pursuit of a suspect. But a Georgia teenager died after being hit by a police car. The kid was 14 years old. And he died Sunday morning. He was actually hit on his bicycle. He was coming out of a driveway. He was riding from one friend's house to another, is how the story goes. And they say the officer couldn't avoid the accident, and he was so distraught after it. And, of course, they're investigating because that's what they would do in any circumstance like that. But, boy, you have to feel for the cop, but you have to feel for that family, too. And the fact that where he pulled out and how he pulled out, he said there wasn't anything that he could do. And it didn't have anything to do with, there was like an erroneous report that it had something to do with speed. Because sometimes when there are chases in pursuit of a suspect, there's concern over what the police are doing and whether or not they're using excessive speeds and putting people in danger. But that had nothing to do with it, you know, whatsoever. It simply was a case of he darted out of a driveway and it was a traffic accident that he could not avoid. How about this? The Army saying no to more tanks. Boy, when was the last time you can recall the Army saying that? They're saying no to tanks, but Congress is saying yes to tanks. So both parties have devoted about $1 billion in taxpayer money over the past 2 years to build some improved versions of what they call the 70-ton Abrams. If you're a military aficionado, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's crazy because it's the inverse of the federal budget, how it is now, and the automatic spending cuts and who's left in the lurch and, you know, who's not. But in the Abrams tank deal, there's bipartisan push to spend that extra $436 million on a weapon the experts say is not needed, that, you know, even the general, one of the main generals said that if we had our choice, we would use that money in a different way. But the production line is rolling, and that's it. I guess part of it is because they have some people that are in some districts where the tanks suppliers are. So think about the jobs. And that's why the tank dollars would flow, right? Because they don't want to see those jobs go away. And if you're not improving on the tanks, you're not pumping out more of those tanks, then all that money, which is a pretty big, heavy dollar, would be gone, and those people wouldn't have those jobs. Before the explosions, polling suggested the Massachusetts voters weren't excited about the special election to replace former Senator John Kerry. Things have changed. After the bombs ripped through the Marathon, politicians now are kind of back on the map. There were primary contests and all that other stuff, and that was all put on hold because who cared about campaigning? Now you've got U.S. Congressman Ed Markey. He's competing against U.S. Congressman Stephen Lynch for the Democratic nomination to replace Kerry, who, of course, is now the Secretary of State. So they suspended the politics for a week, and the candidates had to kind of avoid all of that, the sensitivity of it. But now the landscape has changed. Now people are asking questions. They want to know what the politicians think about Mirandizing. They want to know about what they think about security, homeland security, and all that kind of stuff. So the Tuesday primary election, this shows you how much it takes even to get a spot on the Hill. Markey outspent Lynch on TV advertising, $1.7 million to $1.2 million. And they tried to kind of use the moments of what happened to not to address the bombings, but talk about now the problems that face the folks in Massachusetts. That, boy, that would be a hard turn to make, wouldn't it? But where do they get all this money? Lots of fundraisers, I'm assuming, right? $1.7 million. How about that? And we're talking about a primary. Ooh! Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.